The actual specifics of when they can get these facilities back into production, one couldn't say for certain the next week is going to be likely. However, it is short-term rather than long-term is very feasible. And the reason for this is that there was some destruction. If you remember, Zawiya was at the center of some very violent episodes during the Libyan Revolution. But ever since the rebels, now the government, have occupied Zawiya, actual technicians from the Libyan National Oil Corporation and its subsidiaries have been working at the refinery, and according to the sources we have, they do feel confident that they can repair the damage that's there. And so, yes, Zawiya can get up and running at least to some degree.
Your sources, have they indicated that there is significant damage to the infrastructure, the oil infrastructure in Libya?
Well, if you look at it, the way that the campaign was waged was along the coast. After all, the majority of the Libyan population lives along the coast, but also that's where the refineries are, that's where the export infrastructure is. So, yes, there's been quite a high degree of damage. But whether that is more than superficial is hard to say at this moment. Clearly, people are going to be doing inventories of what's going on. In a lot of cases, it does seem as things like pipelines have been damaged, there's been vandalism at some of the oil fields. And, you know, Libya can realistically look towards coming back towards high levels of oil and gas production over a foreseeable time frame. It's not nearly as bad a situation as you might expect in some war zones.
With this news, do you think it will affect the oil price? Obviously, when the rebels reached Tripoli, the oil price dropped. Do you think this will have an effect on it?
News flow always affects the oil price and speculation. At the beginning of the conflict, if you remember, the markets were rather insouciant, saying, well, yes, Libya produces this light, sweet crude that Europe likes, but basically we can live with it. Thereafter, I think, as people saw the Arab Spring gaining momentum and there was even concern about Saudi Arabia, the oil price came under pressure. But I think there are other factors that will be equally as important as Libya. There's the issue of the amount of stocks, of course, that are around that can be drawn on. And there's the issue of the very pessimistic economic forecasts for Europe, the other industrialized states, and even a slight decline in growth in China that actually will depress the oil price. So Libya will have an effect. It's an important producer of a certain type of crude, but basically there are other bigger factors, I think, that will impact on the oil price during what could be a period of some volatility.
In your opinion, what do you think we'll see in terms of oil contracts and the large multinational companies?
Many of the companies, particularly those that allied themselves to the NTC, would be expecting to come back because they're basically all there already with big contracts. On the other hand, some of the people who've been influential within the NTC on oil policy have said, well, let's step back and perhaps we don't actually have to be as liberal as Libyan oil policy was when Shukri Granum was at his most influential, for example, the former head of NOC, former prime minister who left and has declared for the rebellion, but far too late. So actually, there's going to be, I think, within Libya, more of a debate over oil policy than people in the West and those that have supported the rebellion so far can think. I don't think that people are just going to come in and pick up very favorable deals. You know, it's not going to be a peace dividend that really massively favors the IOCs. But I think what is important is the very fact that there's peace. Libya is a country that has attracted a lot of international oil companies, that's physically linked to Europe, and particularly to Italy through the Green Stream pipeline, which provides crude that goes into European refineries. And one can look at that business going on. What's going to be really interesting is to see how the NTC and the government that succeeds it actually structures oil contracts in the future. It may have a nationalist tinge that some of the international oil companies don't like and that many people might not expect, having seen the way that big Western powers with big oil companies that they do try to help have played a role in the conflict.